Hello, Dirk. How about Dastardly Deeds done dirt cheap?
On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand.
Since we've used his adventure starter a few times, I figured I should give John Lewis and his RPG Alchemy site a shout-out on the show. That we created the adventure starter for Dungeon World, I found it works great with Fate. You can hear us use it here, and I recently used it with a group that had never played Fate before, and they jumped into creating a setting and a background that connected with their characters' aspects and tied their characters together and to the setup they picked. The thing I need to improve on is coming up with a good opening scene to kick things off. It seems to take a little bit to get things spooled up before we get to the good stuff. Anyway, enjoy this example. So yeah, I was thinking of using somewhat the same way that Wilhelm had with those 12 skills, and you start at a +3, and so you get 6 of the 12.
So basically you build the tree. Okay. So where is your complete list of skills there? That's on the third post, I think.
Yes.
So 5 or 6 aspects.
I think go down to 5 because that seems to be the...
Yeah, all right.
Should we do the high concept trouble and 3?
There have aspects that describe your character. I don't care whether you how you label them.
And humans, non-humans?
Well, I'm thinking it's more sword and sorcery, so yeah, no elves or dwarves or high fantasy stuff.
Ghouls? Don't mind me. What's a fun, like, stereotypical, like, sword and sorcery kind of thing? Thieves and savages and sorcerers and kings in exile. Man.
I may have some of those you made up. I may have dumped it to a PDF when I thought that the forums were going to die.
I like my try-hard pros here. you know, I think I'm going to go with something new. I'm thinking, like, I want to be some kind of warrior type who made a deal and whose hand is now, like, a demon hand to go with, like, total stereotypes. So I'm going to write that for one of my aspects, demon hand.
Sounds like a trouble aspect.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I'm going with the Sir Guy Trelane, gentleman adventurer.
No, I don't think the knight works for a sword and sorcery.
No one says he's a knight. He just goes by the name of Sir Guy Trelane.
Oh, it's Sergey. Sergey.
Sergey. Or if you want to get the pronunciation, Sergey Trelane, but I'm not going to do it with an outrageous French accent. I'm sort of cheating. I've actually decided to make it go faster. I went and grabbed It's Not My Fault and just... build a character there really quick.
I guess it works.
How many stunts do we get? Or do we get any stunts at all?
The usual 3 is fine.
I'm probably not going to fill out everything. Like, I'm going to let a few things fall where they may. You know, screw the, like, kind of savage warrior. I'm going to go with, like, Captain of the Purple Guard, and we're going to define that somewhere. Or maybe ex-Captain of the Purple Guard. That sounds fun.
Sure, you got fired because of, you know, the demon hand. Probably did something horrible to somebody in power.
Totally. Let me think. Okay, so blood was toughness, sweat was jumping around, thews was power stuff, steel was skill at arms, cool was kind of resolve or something. Yeah. Sense was senses, guile was cleverness, sneaking, provoke was like intimidate or stuff, the friend was rapport. Okay, we got sorcery. Faces was contacting, I think.
Yeah, though I think I'd also use it for maybe history of people and stuff as well.
All right, cool.
Things about people.
Yeah. Could I use pilot to, like, ride a flying lizard?
Oh, why not?
Cool. So I'm going to take pilot. I think that's the thing the Purple Guard does.
So you're a dragon rider. Or a lizard rider.
Some sort of weird pterodactyl lizard thing. That's my kind of first impression.
And maybe the first character to actually take that. Befriend.
Well, I think I have an example character that took that. Yeah, not in play, obviously.
I like it that I have both Befriend and Guile at plus two. Very flashy with the sword. Thieves, Blood, and Sweat all at plus one.
Maybe I should rework mine so I'm not exactly like you. Screw Sweat. I sit on a lizard all day. There we go.
He likes you. You keep him warm. Can Sir Guy have a horse?
Why not?
Doesn't have pilot, but I figure, you know, that's, you know, just give it a good kick with the spurs and off you go.
You're a mediocre horseman.
You know, screw that. I'm going to be fucking excellent at flying lizards.
The lizards are probably have purple wings, maybe?
Oh, yeah. I mean, at least these lizards. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Purple fringes and stuff. You know, I think faces make sense given the history. And I think you better have some cool if you're flying the skies.
Oh, do our mounts get any aspects?
Not unless you use one of yours on him. He's just a plain horse.
That I call Buford. Buford, my mighty steed!
Why not just call him Silver? Like, it's just as bad. All right, I guess I'm as done as I'm going to get right now. We got Avon Ludok, who's the ex-captain of the Purple Guard. Got a demon hand. Flies lizards.
So, Avon, what are we going to do today?
Same thing we do every day, Guy. Try to gain back some of our honor and murder people.
Well, and rescue a damsel in distress, of course. One way I can view Guy is that he's a bit Don Quixote.
Then there's a link to the adventure builder. John picked the first one. We are exploring
an abandoned village.
Wilhelm, that lies
high in the mountains, obviously, so we have to fly.
Seeking thee, John.
Don't take Lair of the Legendary Beast again.
No. And no, I'm not going to take the Prison of the Bound Demon either, because we have one with us.
Maybe that's the rest of the demon.
The one-handed demon.
Cathedral of the Fallen God.
And we are here to...
Well, obviously recover our souls. I mean, yeah.
Guarded by...
Yeah, let's make it interesting. Foul demons.
So a big demon's not okay, but smaller foul demons, they're good.
Yeah. Hey, you get to pick the last one.
Oh, the one that betrayed us, obviously. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
That asshole has stole our souls.
All right, let's sketch this out a little bit. Give me a little about this person who betrayed you.
I think it's a she, and I think she promised us, like, power, like, in exchange for vouchsafing a part of ourselves in some kind of focus, like, I don't know, a stone, a crystal, a skull, something cool. And that would give us, like, the oomph we needed to maybe take back our honor. Some kind of sorceress.
And instead of just leaving a part of yourself, it's your soul.
Yeah.
She tricked me by pretending to be a damsel in distress, which is why I came to her aid. And enough said about what happened after that.
That's not sword and sorcery. We should get into detail of how the kissing went.
Oh.
So you are in the abandoned village, walking your lizard at the moment, probably, so that guy with his horse can...
The horse can catch up, yeah.
Sure.
And he needs to rest sometime. He can't fly all the time.
Yeah. No. And he also goes, that's okay, Buford. You know, that he's strong enough to carry both of us, but that was a harrowing thing there. I can imagine there are some places where you had to fly us across a broken bridge or something. Avon!
Yeah, I guess I look up from, like... making sure the feathery fringe of my lizard is like proper. I still take some like pride in keeping the lizard spotless.
Should we investigate and I gesture at the buildings, or should we point to the large edifice at the up on the hill the hillside that overlooks the entire town? Go there first. Which one you want to do?
I think while we rest the animals, we should take account of what's right in front of us. The traitress will get hers in the end.
come on, Buford. I'll get off Buford and lead him over to what remains of probably of some hut to bring him inside. What's in the hut?
Go inside the hut, and it looks like the stuff just sitting here as though they just left. You know, the bowl on the table and mug, and it's filled with whatever liquid, though it's probably been here for a while.
Could I don't know, use faces to have an understanding of like the what kind of people live here or would normally live here?
Are you looking to then make a declaration?
Yeah, I guess I should examine what I actually want to accomplish besides getting information. Right now, we kind of need direction. And like I guess what I want to know is what kind of people live here normally, and would it be totally like out of character to just leave in an emergency? And what useful things would they leave behind? I guess if that's like putting an aspect on the scene, this is of use to me.
Yeah, if you're interested in doing that, then it would be. Otherwise, we can just say it's an overcome, and if you do it, I'll make something up.
Well, let's go with that. I feel a little more comfy with that. So let's do faces. Mm-hmm. Kablamo. Oh my God, that's awful. Mediocre. Mediocre!
Well, I would say you need at least a good roll to know much of anything about them. You know, these are the mysterious hill people that they never venture out of the mountains, so nobody really knows much about them.
Right.
There can be rumors about whether they worship strange gods and eat babies and...
okay, the usual.
10 feet tall.
10 feet tall. Okay, we know that's not true, I guess, from the ruins now. Unless they crawl into their houses and eat with tiny, tiny utensils. So I'm kicking about, you know, grabbing salt and squeezing it frustratedly because I don't get any hints or I don't get a read, right? And I'm like, I go find, what's your name, Guy. This place is a waste of time. We should make sure that the animals are rested and watered, and then we should leave. I don't like this at all.
I agree. I don't like it at all. I'm looking in this room. It looks like they just left and didn't do anything other than that.
I guess I mentioned, like, I guess they're not 10 feet tall.
And then as you guys are exiting this particular house, you catch a glimpse of a woman running a few houses away.
Oh,
you're the friendly one, so
Does she look like she's in distress?
Well, she's running.
Oh, I'll self-invoke myself. She's a damsel in distress. I leap onto the back of Buford. Onward, Buford! You know, and go after her.
Probably standing there with my index finger out, like I'm about to point it out to you, and you're already in motion.
So you go jump on your horse and chasing after her.
It's not scary at all.
What are you doing then, Avon?
I'm going to try to use my brain. I know it's not my forte, but I'm not a long distance or sprinter or anything like that. So I'm going to try to like cut her off. Like if I can like find a way between the houses to cut her off from the some other direction, or maybe if Guy stops her, I'll be able to like. Circle around. I'm doing support, whatever that is.
If you want to create a shortcut advantage or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that sounds good. So just the fate dice. Oh, that's awful. I will never use my brain again.
You go heading off, going, ah, I will cut her off, and go heading off in a different direction. So back to Guy.
Yep. I guess I just do a straight.
All right. Well, you're on a horse, so you're going to catch up with her.
Madam, what is the trouble, madam?
Help me! The demons, they're after me.
I look behind Do I see any demons behind us?
Not at the moment.
I go. I think you've outrun them, madam. I don't see any demons behind us. I give her a smile. Here, onto the back of Buford. We'll go faster. I'm going to try to reach down and grab her and pull her up as we move.
She grabs your hand and swings up and clings onto your back. While you're doing that, Avon is charging through another part of this village. And
yay!
This is a multi-level village as it's built here, you know, on the side of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
So as you're going back and forth down the switchback paths here, then you're getting a little lost in the twists and turns here.
This isn't at all what I expected.
And out of the shadows, a small bat-winged imp-like creature flying at your face.
Ah!
Defend yourself.
I shall defend myself. I think I'm not expecting this kind of thing. So I don't have my, like, enemy purple wizard lizard flying thing mace smasher in hand. So I'm going to fend it off with, like, thews. I'm going to try to wrestle this thing. Maybe wring its little ugly little neck or something as I cry out in surprise and fear.
Yeah.
There we go. All the pluses. Is that legendary?
With style. So you get a boost on it. So as it comes flying, it has a barbed tail that it's trying to sting you with.
Mm.
So what are you doing as it flies at you?
I am so surprised. I think I crouch low and lean back and I catch myself with my hand. So it sort of swoops over me and then I catch the tail, right? And I pull it back down and I sort of jab it with its own tail.
You've got the boost of by the tail.
By the tail, okay.
And that was
Should
superb.
I write that down somewhere? Yeah, or is it just a single...
It'll go away as soon as you invoke it or if you don't use it, you know, quickly. But then we'll just go to your turn next just to... So what do you do with it after you've grabbed it by the tail?
I'm going to pull it back down and start... Well, I'm going to pull it down to ground and then use the tail to bludgeon itself, you know, bludgeon it with its own tail, essentially. Like, I'll rip it off if I have to.
All right. So that sounds like a fuse.
Oh, not as good this time.
When if you throw that boost in, that'll boost that up to 4.
That's true. So let's get rid of that.
Which is going to be enough to take out this little demon thing.
Oh, cool. In that case, I mean, I will rip its tail off and, like, beat it to death with its own spiked thing. And I'll laugh uproariously as its, like, little demon face is disfigured and ruined.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's my signature. I mean, you know, if you hear that, like, I'm in the middle of something.
So, back to Ian. Raven Tress damsel in her peasant robe.
She's totally a succubus, isn't she? Too late. No soul for you to suck.
Well, that's a good thing, I guess.
So I'll come around.
Now's
and
your chance.
I'll come around and I'll turn the horse around. I'll turn Buford around and look back the direction she ran from and look for any of these demons that were chasing after her.
All right. So you go heading back and let's call that. Guile, I suppose. Or sense.
Okay, I don't actually have that.
Yeah, you're mediocre at it.
Yep, exactly mediocre.
Yep. All right, then.
Ooh, but they're worse than I am.
Except their guile is better than...
Yeah, than my sense, yeah.
As you go charging back the opposite direction, ready to face whatever these foul demons are, you... get surprised as a pair of these small imp creatures come flying at you. And they have a boost on you, too, of surprised, which they'll need, probably. How are you defending yourself here as they...
Oh, so I had my sword out. I already said that. So I'm just going to, you know, block them with my sword. Do a parry move to try to block them from getting near me. So would that be steel or that be, all right, bang.
I think they'll use their boost just to re-roll in case they get lucky. All right. You bring your sword up and fend them off as they go abandoning their attack rather than be skewered on your blade.
Ah, a fight! Don't worry, madam. I'll defend your virtue against these foul beings. I'm going to try to skewer one with my sword, with my rapier. That's another steel attack, then, right? Boom.
You'll be able to take one of them out, so you can describe that.
You're quick, but swink right through his gullet. They take the sword and sweep it to the side and throw him to the ground as he, writhing and screaming as the blood bursts out of him as soon as the sword leaves his middle. You are now facing Sir Guy. And of course, I have to do the pose with the rapier up and in guard position.
The other one swings back around, just trying to get you from behind.
I see him going into one hand on the reins, pulling Buford around, so I'm going the same direction so I can get my arm out there to block him from attack.
Do your piloting roll.
Which is mediocre.
He's at 2 to attack you. And I think I'm using a modification of Wilhelm's no stress boxes. You'll get 2 minor consequences, a moderate and a severe.
So he rolled a 2, I rolled a 1, so I'll...
Then, yeah, you've got the consequence of poison. It stung you with his barbed tail. Back to Avon.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of maybe maybe my lizard can interfere, right? I'm thinking of like adding an aspect, something like camaraderie with the sky lizards or something, right? So instead of Avon showing up, it's my lizard that shows up and like just goes chomp on this other demon. Does that sound cool?
Trustworthy steed or something like that.
Now I'm thinking like, if you spend enough time with them, they bond with you, right? Mm-hmm. We've been comrades for quite a bit. So I'll call it Sky Lizard Camaraderie. And if you want me to invoke that to have that happen, that's totally cool. Yeah, I'll do that.
If you want him to be there in the scene right now, yeah. Fate point will get you there.
Yeah. We start with 3 or something, right?
Yeah.
And I guess, I don't know, what would I use?
Well, we'll call it, let's just use your piloting because it's kind of your,
cool. Okay.
You directing him.
So it comes swooping in, purple fringe glittering in the sunlight.
Oh, chomp.
You'll take him out.
Cool. All right, so just swoops by and like chomp and does a little circle and in midair just flings the little demon up in the air with its completely ragged and ripped, torn wings. And it's like, wah! And then it catches it again, mm-hmm. like swallows it. I'm just seeing this. That's right. I'm sort of making my way down back down the switchbacks.
You two get... reunited again, and the woman who's now, come on, give me a name.
Nebula.
That works.
Thank you, sir, for saving me from those creatures. They've killed and taken off everyone else in the village.
How did you survive?
Yeah, I'm squinting at her like real suspicious-like.
I've been hidden for a couple of days down in our cellar.
Oh, what, you ventured forth because you needed sustenance? Yes, or something?
Ran out of all the food that we had stored there.
I'll smile at her and try to befriend her. Well, don't worry, miss. We'll find you a safe place while we go and see about, dealing with the cause of your frustrations. Smile.
No, I don't want to be alone again.
Does this sound reasonable, Dirk? Like with the left plates and everything? Like is the decay vaguely in the vein of like, oh, something happened a week ago and now I'm out of food?
See your guile.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think I'm gonna give myself a stunt in this instance, because I think Purple Guard, we're guarding people. We got to know if something finicky or something's not right, right? You know, something doesn't add up. I'm going to call it that. And I'm going to say, when I determine whether something is a threat, I get +2 or +1. I don't know how much the bonuses are.
When questioning someone,
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Let's put it that way. First. Yeah. To determine if something's amiss.
So you are a copper, more or less.
Well, yeah. I mean, protecting. We would be protecting some protected class, right?
Yeah.
And besides flying around on lizards, we'd have to like figure out if somebody's an assassin or like an asshole with an agenda. So I'm gonna take that plus two. I don't know if that's too much for this particular hack, but
to you, it's coming off as she seems scared and afraid for her life, and looking to you to protect her.
All right.
Don't ask me. I'm here because I invoked my trouble.
So I stop like fidgeting with the. Not fidgeting, but like handling the ripped off like poison tail that I was probably going to use in interrogation. And, you know, I toss it away. Show us where they took the rest of your people.
She obviously said, oh, well, up to the old temple.
I look at the guy and I'm like, the old temple, eh?
Yes. And I point up the hill at the edifice on top of the slight cliff and said, yeah, that thing.
It's more like, you know, we have a look and I'm like, you know, it's the temple we're looking for, obviously. Right.
Yeah. So Nebula, it'd be too dangerous for us to take you there. Let us find you someplace safe to hide while we go up. I'm trying to convince her to stay behind because we don't need an anchor.
I'm going to counter convince you. I'm going to say surely she's safest behind the wall that is us. There's no food here. There are creatures here.
I would sure be much safer behind with you two powerful warriors.
And she probably gives me a hug from behind, you know. Yeah. Oh.
Clings to you.
Two good reasons why to stay. Okay.
You got a fate point.
Yeah. So. All right. Yes, Matt. Okay. Nebula, hang. Yeah, okay, hang on. Avon, mount up. We ride to save this village. To the temple. And to get our souls back.
I'm sorry, I just got a flashback from like Family Guy with the Whoopi Goldberg getting Mojo back or whatever. Totally stupid. Let's go. Yes. Go get our souls back.
Onward, Buford!
I think I like lean down to this long craning neck of my like sky lizard and he bounced back and I'm like, I hate it when he does that.
Shakes its frills a bit like it's agreeing with you. All right. To the temple, you go up this narrow path that clings to the side of the cliff and has the big sheer drop off on the other side.
Yeah, I think this is the point where I dehorse and I leave Nebula on the horse and I lead Buford up the cliffside because... You know, I don't trust my riding at this point, but I do trust my guiding the horse.
Right. Joker. Yeah, I'm taking the lizard, obviously. So.
Yeah, so you're going to beat me up there first.
Well, I hope I'm not beating you up there. Following with my mace, like, come on!
I look out over the sheer cliff at you as you're sitting there on your back of your lizard. You know, you could, you know, scout ahead and make sure it's safe. Wink, wink.
Yeah, I guess I nod and just, you know, I fly up there and have a look around, surveying the place. I don't have sense, so it's not going to be, you know, actually, let's make that another stunt, right? When I survey, when I scout from lizard back, I'm going to call it something, whatever. When I scout ahead from lizard back. Yeah, I guess I'll just go with plus two because that's my jam.
Yes,
what I do. I guess I call it eye in the sky. Let's make that. Let's make that. I you know, take flight and do a little circle or, well, you know, whatever is appropriate for
a little
this
town. Recce.
On the top, or if it's like crammed into a crevice in the mountainside or whatever. I have a look around. Two.
Again.
Yeah, I'm good at rolling nothing.
That's the bottom or the top of the bell curve, however you want to look at it. Do you want to try to create any advantage here or
yeah, let's do that. Like let's do that. Forewarned or, you know, no, I know what's coming or
I think that would take at least a good to really get anything useful enough.
That's a plus three, right? Well, I mean, I'm an ex-captain of the Purple Guard, so let's invoke that and get four, which is great, right?
Mm-hmm. So as you fly, you can see that this temple, there's the spires that come up in front where the big main gate is, and it goes back into the cliff face of the mountain there. You're able to spot a couple side entrances and some windows at higher levels.
Cool.
Give you possible other means of entrance.
What do we call that?
Layout. You've got the layout.
All right. And that was like, it was just the one invoke, right? No particular like movement or like smoke or...
You can see some smoke rising from a chimney near the center, where near where it seems to go into the side of the mountain. As you circle around this thing, you think you see occasional shadowy movement out of a window.
Is there any kind of like a twitching or like sense of like directional desire from the demon hand when I like get into the vicinity of this temple? I'm kind of fishing for fate points. Is there an attraction or some kind?
I'll be compelling that when appropriate.
Cool.
Not at the moment, though.
Cool. And then in that case, I squint viciously at the whole erection, and then I swoop back down to my comrades.
Well, got the lay of the land?
Aye. Several entrances and exits. I could swoop in from above as you take the lower galleries, although we do have Nebula to care about.
I nod, yes.
I'll stay with Guy.
Very good. She's still on the horse, right?
If that's where you put her, yeah.
I may wait until I have an idea of something I can do, but it only works when I get to the top of the thing. So let's just move forward, and I finally make it up to, well, not quite to the top, but I look up over the edge.
Well, you know, from what Avon's seen, that you know, there's just a more or less flattened area out in front of this temple, a few boulders strewn about, but it's more or less been flattened.
Well, if there's no one about, I'll carefully, you know, lead Buford up to the top and bring him around and turn him around so he's facing the path. And I'll hold one hand up, say, this is where we check. And as I walk past, pull the sword out and smack him in the back and go, run, Buford, run!
Sending him running back down?
Yeah, with her still on the back.
Oh.
Unless she figures a way to get off before then.
It sounds like a guile type thing.
Yeah, yeah. So there we go. Three.
She is surprised by your treachery.
Treachery.
Yes. Yeah.
You treacherous. Yes.
Yeah. You don't bring non-combatants into combat.
Yes, let's send her back through the combat zone of the abandoned village with all the demons.
She's on Buford. He'll keep her safe.
I think I'm like swooping somewhere, so I'm not privy to like.
All right. So what are you doing in the meantime?
Bold or bold or smart? Tap tap tap. Smart. I'll find what cover I can and make my way to the entrance.
You know, while he does that, I'm going to land up top, way up top, mm-hmm. in the high high windows. Because I don't like the idea of like landing up in the open and getting off and all that stuff.
All right. So you're landing like on the roof of this thing?
Yeah, as high up as I can, where there's still a window or an aperture of some kind that I can get into the temple. And if need be, like I'll drop from the lizard and let the lizard fly about away if it's like completely, it's not conducive to landing.
Well, you see, it's a lizard, right? So and he could maybe cling to one of the spires there and
cool,
climb off him and climb in a window there.
Awesome. Let's do that.
Where are you going to, Guy?
Yeah, go through to the front entrance, but I'm going to go up to the comm and, you know, look around and check and see if there any movement or not.
Trying to stealthily enter.
Yeah. I'm sneaking, but not very well.
Probably going to need probably a great.
So I need a +4. Well, I'll use my aspect. I know this. I've read in a book once about fate, about stealthing around. That gives me the 3. And
I read the manual.
Yes. And you know what? And I'll spend another fate point for trust me, I have a plan. That gets me my great then. Actually with a +1. So I actually get a 5. So I actually get a superb.
Describe how you're being a master of stealth here.
Yes. Well, I remember reading the works of a master thief one time, and how he described how he kept to the shadows and used misdirection and tried to ape his instructions on how not to be seen. Sword ready just in case, because you always need a plan B. So I move to the front, look inside. Since I don't see anything, I'll slide inside along the wall, and then whatever niches and whatnot, I'll move quickly from massive column to massive column, keeping myself between whatever may be there.
You spot one of these little imp demons watching from atop one of the carved colonnades there at the entrance to this temple, but you're able to stay out of his sight as you sneak into the entrance.
Make way past it. I'm not going to attack it because that would raise an alarm. I can deal with it later. So I'm going to just leave it where it is so he doesn't raise an alarm.
All right, then. Avon.
Yeah, well, what kind of space am I crawling into?
An old bell tower. There's an ancient rotted rope going down and a stairs spiraling down.
How's this bell? Is there still a bell? Yeah, okay. Could I possibly, smash the mechanism so it falls down so I create a bit of a distraction that way?
Sure, that's fused. Smash it.
Sure.
Create a distraction advantage.
Yeah. The bell tolls for somebody.
Need a good fuse to break through the rotted timbers holding the...
Cool. I'll go for that. So I reach up with my demon hand and I start ripping and tearing, and that's awful. So I'm going to invoke the demon hand. You said fair, right?
Good. +3.
Good.
Yeah. You're only down to 1 fate point too, aren't you?
Yeah. So, let's not do that. I don't think I can, let's do a reroll. Let's see how that goes. Could get worse. Could still work. So I'll invoke the demon hand and, spend my last fate point. 0. And reroll. See how that goes. No. But that's okay.
You can still succeed if you want to do it at a cost.
Oh, totally. Yes. What's the cost?
You will create this distraction, but the consequence is, it goes bang, bang, crashing down these stairs, and the floor you're standing on gives out, and looks like you're going to fall. What do you do?
All right. Okay.
Fused to grab onto something to prevent yourself from falling. Let's say it takes a good fuse.
Let's see how that goes. No, not at all.
Whee!
That's fair. I reach desperately for anything.
Could call for your steed to come grab you.
It's outdoors.
So as this giant brass bell goes tumbling down, making this clatter, smashes in the side, and stones give way. You fall down to a lower level and take a minor consequence. You want to go to something like battered or?
Yeah, okay. Let's go with that.
Mm. Ooh, that, does this create an aspect of lots of noise and debris?
Yeah, I'm writing it.
Which I'll take advantage of to make my way deeper in, faster and deeper into the edifice.
All right. So as you're sneaking in deeper, you hear this huge racket of a bell and stone falling. And you see, as you're sneaking through the corridors and deeper, you see a couple of shadowy demon shapes disengage themselves from the shadow, and these four-legged demon beasts go charging off in that direction. They're leaving the path three.
I'll take advantage of that. Yes, I'm going to use my gull and try to take advantage of the destruction of Bell and Stone and get deeper into the center of this temple. I guess it's another guile roll then. It's a minus three. I will do a reroll. I'll take the destruction of Bell and Stone and do a reroll.
Cool. I'll just delete that one then.
Well, it's still there. It's just the free one's gone.
Only a plus two. Right. It's only a plus two, so
you still got to do at least a good.
Okay. Hey. And I'm busy running up falling walls and jumping. I'm using my half chandelier. Will swing, and that gives me a plus four. Yay!
So you're sneaking. You've got deep into the temple wall, Avon. You're picking yourself up. As you hear the footfalls of something multi-legged running your direction.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, so I brush the debris and stone dust off myself, and I unsling my big mace, and I try to squint into the half-light, like trying to figure out where I am and what's coming.
So are you trying to create an advantage for yourself here?
I guess I could, like armed and ready, I don't know. Besides that, I'm just really interested in, like, where did I end up? Where am I? Do you think that's a sense kind of deal, or is it just you tell me?
If you're just wondering where you are, you're on the pile of rubble down a few levels in this tower.
All right, okay, still the same tower. Gotcha.
Yeah, you can see aperture leading out into the temple proper.
All right, we'll duck into that.
Then you see these dark, four-legged, onyx-black dog shaped with a razor-sharp teeth dripping saliva as they're running towards you.
Ah, more demons.
There are many foul demons.
So I guess I just leap into battle with, like, I roar like, oh, what's the name of this sorceress that tricked us?
She tricked you. You give me the name.
Let's call her Stigmata. I just like roar like, you know, Stigmata, right? You know, your petty hounds won't save you from my mace. You know, and I go like smacking into them. I'm clearly a bit battered and not quite necessarily in my in use. I don't quite have my full faculties.
It's attacking with steel.
Oh, yeah. Let's murder these things. Kablamo, plus two.
Two of them. You're going to get a boost, so what's a minor advantage you get with them as you come charging and swinging your mace as they charge at you?
Oh, well, I mean, I have reach, obviously, with my mace. So let's call it that. Reach advantage.
Now they're attacked to bite you. Man, they do not really well.
Well, they suck. They really are not going to be unless I really roll terribly.
You can do it.
Is this a defense type of roll for me?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I believe you. You can do bad. You can roll bad.
Ooh. I don't even need help.
Oh, wow.
Take that.
So that's with style. So you got another boost.
When you act according to stupid genre conventions, you get all the pluses. Cool. Let's say, I'm just going to call it Dragon Among Dogs.
Swing your mace around and you have this reach and they're keep backpedaling to stay out of it. And they're taken by your ferociousness. All right. So guy going through this abandoned temple, and you go by one room, glance in there, you can see bound bodies of several peasant-looking individuals.
Still alive?
Maybe. They're all kind of bound and gagged and laying there.
As much as I would love to free them right now, it would be like letting the mice free inside a cat sanctuary. You know, step in, sort out, looking for anyone guarding them. If no one's there, I will go, I will free you later, but I'm here to save you all. Then turn and leave.
Somebody mutters, there goes another one.
But there are a couple of poor young damsels here. You can't just leave them.
Hit them where it hurts.
Look at you with their big doe eyes, leaving them here to be eaten. Or
I'll take the fate point. Damn my code. Come in. You know, okay. All right. You can't leave yet, but I will untie you. So when the moment's right, you can flee. So I'll get my knife, use my rapier and start cutting through their bonds. And I did rescue one of your friends, Nebula.
Who's Nebula?
Yeah, I get that, you know, that oh shit look in my face. Oh, flee my sword and go. She's right behind me, isn't she?
Not at the moment.
And turn, look.
But she will be. She will be.
Right. Free you. Trouble is, there's demons afoot, so you can't leave until, well, we dealt with them. Get ready to, well, move very quickly, because I have a feeling that we may bring the temple down upon them. So, yes. I sort of stopped and came back. Why did you build so close to an abandoned temple anyway? Where's your village here?
It's always been here. I don't know.
It's always been here. Yes, of course it is. Yes, of course! You say you have to stay here because it's far too perilous out there for you. And I look at are they all damsels, or are there some gentlemen here as well, some, you know, male peasants here too as well, or
just the damsels?
It's all damsels.
Yeah, there's like four girls here.
Are you the only ones? Did they take any of your menfolk, or
they took everybody? I don't know what they did with them.
I'll try to free them, but stay here. This is probably the safest place because it's probably the last place they'll look.
All right.
So I'll go and is there a door to this thing, or is it just an open archway? Like
an open archway.
And I point to either side. Stay behind. Don't let them see you here, because otherwise they may decide that's lunchtime. And then I head back out.
All right, then. Back to battle.
Yeah. See, you're fighting all the monsters, I'm fighting all the girls.
Yeah, I have a feeling maybe like I'm fighting all the boys, actually, but we'll see how this works. Yeah. I guess if it's my attack, then I'm just going to try to smash them as hard as I can. Kabloomy. That's a zero again. What do I need to actually like just really try truncheon them into paste?
Up there at 3 to defend themselves.
Well, you're our dragon among dogs.
Let's use both. Let's take the reach advantage and dragon among dogs. Like let's use those boosts right away. So I'm at plus 6.
6. That will take one out.
Cool. So I guess I maneuver deftly in spite of my battered frame just time it when one of them like leaps for me with its like big slavering demon jaws, and I just clobber it with the head of the mace in a very satisfying teeth clattering, jaw shattering way, and it just there's some kind of demon hound yelp as it just rolls away, and you know the head is completely half caved in and at a horrible angle, and I let loose some kind of purple guard roar of triumph.
All right. And the other one feebly attempts to jump on you.
I guess I defend myself as best I can.
One.
That's a one, right?
He would have a boost on you now.
Mm. So that's fair.
He's got you against the wall.
Cool.
All right. So then he continuing his search.
Yeah, but now I'm looking behind me now because I'm feeling that Nebula is going to be showing up soon, or Stigmata. I'm just heading toward where I think where the altar should be. I mean, you know, if you're going to be a demon, that's where you're going to be.
As you head deeper and deeper, you pass another room that's like charnel house of there's a pile of dead villagers, their throats have been slit.
I was expecting more. Oh, well. Continue on. Now, you say slit throats, or was it more like bitten out? Which was it, slit or bitten?
Slit. You know, right along the carotid artery.
Very decent of them.
Here we see that you're not just a noble knight. Like, you just pass these horribly murdered bodies, and you're very decent of them. Yes, very decent.
I am a gentleman adventurer.
Hey, you tell yourself that.
Yes. Well, they're dead. What am I going to do with them? Sit there, you know? I mean, if they were alive, I'd do something, but they're dead.
It's just the way you're referring to them. That's funny. Go.
Okay, so you continue deeper, and as you head down the corridor, you can see a dim glow of light up ahead.
Flickering, like it's on fire? Like it's fire?
Yes, and see the shadow of some hulking form that's standing in the entryway to wherever this chamber. Smell of some sort of incense or something, and death.
Yeah, charnel house, as you said. Well, just my cravat and my hat, sword in hand, I stride forth and go, "Good sir, stand aside, I need to go inside."
Oh, so you're just striding right up to this?
Yeah, I'm telling him to step aside. My business is not with you, but with your mistress.
As soon as you come striding towards this.
I will stay a good arm's length away from him, of course. He's going to have to step forward to get me.
Well, he's charging to attack you, this hulking demon form with curled ram's horns on his head, snout full of fangs, long claws.
He's charging me, okay. I'm going to wait to the last second, step aside, and skewer him in the leg to force him to trip and fall.
It'd probably be your thews to step aside.
Yeah, but I'm going to make use of my stunt of book learning. Twice per session, you may use guile instead of any other skills, thanks to your extensive studies on the topic. Like I said, I've read many books, and there was a book on, well, dirty fighting. So I'm going to use my guile instead.
All right.
That's one invoke of that one. I'm going to do it one more time. Oh, one.
He's at plus two.
And I'll spend a fate point and hit my trust me, I have a plan. So it takes me to a three.
That's enough to keep from getting hit. Now you do your attack. So you were looking to create an advantage or?
Yes, flat on his face. So that would be guile or steel.
I could go for either.
Let's go for steel then. Bang. Four.
It'd be, I think, against his thews. So, yeah, he's at five.
Well, so my last fate point, and I know this. I read in a book once, and I go right through his hamstring, so he goes flat straight down on the ground. Bang. So it's not with style, so I only get one invoke on it.
He goes sprawling with a thud. Okay, back to Avon and the demon dog.
Yeah, I think, I bump up against the wall with the thin mail that I wear as part of my purple guard get up, raking or scraping against the stone, and I try to get a hefty two-handed swing at it, and I'm not great.
I think you've rolled every variation so far of zero.
It actually gets another boost against you as you miss it and then smack into a column and some debris falls on you and you're dust and you're temporarily blinded.
Cool. Can I concede?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll totally concede. Let's say I'm so groggy from the whole miss and the dust and everything that it overpowers me.
All right, so yeah,
drags me away.
We can say the piece of rock falls and smacks you on the head, and you're knocked unconscious. We'll give you a fate point.
Thank you.
All right, then back to our other battle.
I would advise you to stay down. My beef is not with you, but with your mistress.
It whips at you with its barbed club tail. I'll spend a fate point for it to reroll that because that's pretty awful. Yeah. That's much better.
All right. I will do a steely defense and knock it away.
Four.
Did we tie?
Yeah. So it's got a boost on you, though. Unless you want to invoke something.
I can't. I'm out of fate points. Unless I know I can do the fate flat in his face.
You can keep that and just let it have the boost on you if you want.
Yeah, I'll let it have the boost on me then.
Its tail smacks against you and... you're on your knees. It's just a boost.
Well, if you insist, and I will push myself up and leap to land on his back. Because he is on flat on his face, and drive my blade into the back of his neck. Poof.
Yeah, it's three. He'll use that boost to get him to five.
And I'll use my hit my flat on his face invoke to take me to eight.
Yeah, with those three shifts, you'll take him out. So describe that.
Leap up in the air, land on his back, run up his back. And I figure he's a tall fellow. Double-handed, you know, rapier right down through the base of his neck, through the back of his brain, out through his nostril in front. And then for fun, as I pull it out, waggle around a bit inside the skull just to make sure, and then pull it out. Wiping my blade clean with a clean hanky, which I then throw to the ground, turn and face the temple room, the altar room. Stigmata! Or shall I call you Nebula?
You come stepping into the room in this large central chamber. In the middle, there's a big pool of blood. And on top of a pillar in the middle of this pool of blood is the crystal that has your guys' souls in it. On the other side of the pool from you, guy, there laid out on an altar is Avon. He is tied there with his arm, with his demon hand extending out over the pool.
Nice.
Ah, not good.
Stigmata, who, yes, now he does look surprisingly like Nebula, though now she has on her blood-red sorceress robes. They're very revealing and gauzy.
It's just a hard R. Just barely.
Yeah. And, of course, the first words out of Guy's mouth is, I hope Buford is well.
My demons found him quite enjoyable.
Damn you.
Madam.
Avon, how are you doing so today? You know, walking with a purpose around the pool.
So is Avon awake or ensorcelled? Or?
You wake up and you can feel some sorceress bonds are holding you down.
You can attempt
to struggle against them.
Of course, I do. And my mighty thews, of course, like bundle up and the veins stand out as I'm struggling against this invisible force.
Stigmata wielding this ornate hatchet.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
You're too late, Guy. Once the demon has its hand back, it will be reborn and my servant after it feasts on your souls.
Now I point my sword at her. You fooled me once. You fooled me twice. Shame on me. But this third time, I shall not be fooled again. I know you, Stigmata.
You were my puppet before, and you will be again. And she holds her hand out to try to ensorcel you.
So I have a quick question. Have we used up all of our advantages so far that we created?
We got the layout as my personal one, and distractions is used. So,
all right. So I'm going to make use of my once per session. When your side has used all its advantages, you may instantly create a new advantage with two free invokes.
Well, your side hasn't used all its advantages, though.
Yeah, you got to use that layout. Come on.
So it's for way out.
So I guess that's a guile I'm using to defend against.
You describe how you're resisting this.
Well, she's done it to me before, and I guess I've read up a book. Yeah, I'm going to use my other book learning one, so that those two are gone, so I'll get to use my guile. So, yes, I remember reading in some book on fighting sorcerers how to resist the sorcerer's ways of being glamored by a sorcerer.
And what was the title of this book?
Oh, dear God. Oh, there we go. Oh, dear God, it's a sorcerer by the late.
So bad.
I use my guile. Oh, one.
Yeah. So she has a three against you.
Lots.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But not with style.
So she's put the my puppet aspect on you. Avon, you're coming to. What are you doing? You're trying to break the sorceress bonds that are holding you down.
All right, let's do that. So I guess it's straight thieves, maybe.
Sure. It'll be opposed by her sorcery. You're tied right now. So let's see. You can succeed at a minor cost.
You know, let's do that. That sounds interesting. So, you know, whatever I'm ripping probably doesn't go so well.
You fall free, but your demon hand, you get the aspect pull of the demon or something. Being this close to being reunited, it can feel it.
Is there a meaningful difference between this and the demon hand aspect? Like, how would this work, like, mechanically?
This one I can use without paying you.
All right, cool. Cool. Nice. So, like, I rip free from whatever force is holding me, and, you know, I blurt out something like, vile sorceress, Avon Ludok will be nobody's plaything, you know, as I try to stagger toward her with my uncooperative demon hand trying to strangle her or something.
So, Guy.
Guy. Okay, she's got me, so, you know what? I smile and go, darling, and start walking forward. Like I'm totally ensorcelled. I'm gonna try to catch her off guard. Shall I slay him for him? Can I cut his arm off for you?
All right. That sounds guile, yeah. That's, it sounds like you're trying to create an advantage of fooled or something.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Fooled you once.
Right now, you're tied.
Sadly, I've used up all my fate points, so we're tied. Oh, succeed with the cost?
Yeah.
I have to prove it, so I slash at I'll slash at Avon.
All right. That sounds good.
Stay away from my love, you fiend. So do I get like a just a boost, though? That would just be a boost, I believe, when you tie.
If that's the cost of your action, you're going to make an attack at him.
Yeah, so I'll make an attack at him. So, yes. Sorry about this, Avon.
You don't say.
I don't say. Have at thee.
I knew it would always end this way between you.
Yeah. Oh, I rolled a 2. What does Avon roll for defense?
What can I meaningfully defend with? Do I still have the mace, or is it like a wrestling type?
You got your demon hand.
Yeah, I do.
Sweat to try to dodge, or... You can,
I think I'm gonna
fuse if you're gonna try.
I'm gonna use jump in and fuse. I'm gonna grab it with my demon hand or something and swat it away. That's
the, or try pull us tight together, you know.
And then we do the lumbago. Ooh, that's a 1. I'm disinclined to spend my fate points, so hurt me plenty.
That's another minor consequence.
Slashed.
Yeah, and you've already conceded before, so I think that we'll say that other minor consequence went away.
Okay, so slashed instead of battered.
Forget that minor consequence, because I'm going to invoke the My Puppet to increase his damage.
Nice, cool.
As she goes, yes, kill him! So you have to take a moderate consequence.
Oh!
What do we call that? Like, deep gash or something?
Say, chest wound or something.
Sucking chest wound.
No, that would be a severe. You have a new and interesting scar to show off in the future.
I worked hard on that pectoral. I'll get you back for that. All right. I guess I grunt as you, I don't know, half run me through or something.
Something like that. No, definitely a slash. If I run you through, okay. It'd probably be much more severe. So it's more of a slash attack.
And she will call forth some minions to help her in this fight.
Ooh, minions. So she's summoning forth minions, but they'll take a second or so to get here.
Your friend has just betrayed you. I'll give you a fate point for your demon hand to kill this other betrayer.
All right, cool. I was going to consider like adding an aspect of never again, like being betrayed and exiled or something, but demon hand works totally. So I'll take that point. And I think I was totally on board with him being controlled, and I would be understanding until like I was seriously hurt. And then my rent mail is hanging from the side of my chest. I'm like, you know, you betrayer, pay with your life. And I reach out for you with my demon hand and my other hand. And I'm going to attempt to like wrench you down and drown you in the blood.
Oh, good.
I guess that's a thieves attack.
And I defend. how do I defend this one? Because you're going to pull me. You're going to probably end up pulling me close.
Yeah.
I'm going to try. I'm going to use guile. I'm going to try to remind you of the time when we were, you know, where we had to pull some sort of scheme to throw them off guard. Remember, Monchard, and hopefully you understand that I'm play acting. I'm not really under her control.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. No. And I have trouble as food you once is against her. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So no. Yeah. Blub blub.
Just the one shift, right? So I'd take a minor consequence there of drowning or struggling for air. Gasping, maybe. Gasping and being.
Okay, gasping, here we go. Spitting blood. Not my own. Yuck.
All right, what are you going to do, Gee?
Foot against his chest, and I'm going to try to shove him out back toward her. But unfortunately, it's going to be a Thews attack. This one will be, so I'm going to try to, you know, shove you off. Here we go. Zero. I have no fate points for
this. I guess
that's
a Thews defend.
Of course you defend. And you get boots on me next time, too.
So your boot comes up, and I just you know, swat it away, you know, disdainfully, and like push you back down into the blood.
You fool! So now the minions show up, I guess.
They are just shambling zombie corpses of the villagers.
Right.
So they're just shambling into the room, and she is just cackling as she watches you two fight each other.
Well, that's her action, cackling. Okay. Avon, drown me some more.
All right. Let's see.
Or yank me out and just swear at me or do something.
No, I think I'm going to continue either.
To kill me, yes.
Yeah, either until I kill you or you concede and, like, I don't know, play dead or something. Oof.
Really. Yeah. One last chance to convince you that I'm not that you got it all wrong. You pull me out, or you know, I pop up for a second.
Yeah.
Monchard! No. Smooch. Oh, does that mal turn into a moderate?
Yeah, with the boost there, that's going to be, assuming you use the boost you just got.
Right. Oh, obviously, yes.
Yeah. So that turns to a moderate then. So yeah, from gasping to drowning.
And the consequence, yeah, invoke the consequence of gasping, and that five goes up to a seven, so it's a severe.
Oh yeah, let's go for that.
Drowning, yes, definitely drowning. And he's now rolling very well. Unfortunately, against the wrong person.
So if you concede, you get to concede on your terms, right?
Yeah, so I think I will concede at this point. I will go limp, arms folded to the side, you know, and just hang loose while I'm. Hopefully, they'll pull me out, and I don't start coughing at that point.
So I get up. I'm like splashed in all this villager blood, right? Half my face is splashed, and I'm like, "Quit your cackling, vile sorceress! You are next," right?
She will try to convince you that. I always favored you. If you sacrifice your hand, you can share in the power that we will gain.
Don't believe her.
Drowned. Shut up.
I know.
That's a five at trying to convince
you. Holy shit. Oh. I think my only real defense here is cool, right? Yeah. I'm way, way off. A reservation. Oh, look at that. Holy moly.
Yeah, anything you can invoke. You are the ex-captain of the Purple Guard.
I am that. I was thinking about adding some aspects, but I don't see anything meaningful. So, yeah, I'm not going to betray my purpose, right? I have my like warrior ethos. So I'm going to invoke ex-captain.
Well, and Benedict. She's going to spend a fate point to invoke the demon hand.
Totally. Wait, couldn't you not spend a fate point and invoke pull of the demon or something?
I'll spend a fate point because she used the free one on that already, but you'll spend another one to pull of the demon.
Cool.
So you're tied again, which creates at least a boost, and I think she'll throw another fate point on that too.
Oh my god.
She'll invoke her demon sorceress aspect.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got any fate left or you're all spent up?
I'm gonna save my last because I think it's more interesting if something else happens. What are we at, like, numerically for?
I think she's got two on you.
All right.
So I guess we'll throw another demonic consequence on you, I guess, of visions of power.
Is that like a consequence that goes on my sheet or like pull of the demon? I guess both of them should be on my sheet.
Yeah, it's a consequence. So it's a minor consequence. It's just a mental one rather than a physical one.
Yeah. Gotcha. Cool. So, yeah, I'm maybe like temporarily halt a little, hesitate in my advance, but it's still going.
What do you want to do?
I think Avon actually stops, like, with a brief, like, promise of like, power, and he considers her, like, honestly for a moment. And then there's a vicious, like, snarl-like grin on his face, like a lifting of his upper lip, more like more than a smile. And he goes, as if you would share. I take my own chances. And then I whirl around and I go to climb the pillar with where the, like, crystal with our souls are.
You got to wade through the blood to get to it.
Yeah. Yes. So I wade out into the blood.
Meanwhile, Guy hopes no one notices he's blowing blood bubbles out of his nose right now.
I step on your chest.
Oh, I'll take advantage and spit the blood out of my mouth.
Avon, your goal here is to get to the crystal?
Yes. Take possession of the crystal with the souls. That's my intent.
As soon as you step into the pool, she starts chanting something. Come, Varun, come!
Awesome.
You can feel the blood swirling and riling around your ankles.
Trying to get your body to grab your arm.
I'm pulling myself through. That's what I'm doing, right?
Definitely be two dudes.
You know, I'm going to spend... let's take care of this first. Let's do thieves. See if I actually go and get anywhere first. That's a 4. That's pretty good.
She's at 5.
Is that success with a consequence?
If you wanted to succeed, it'd be a major cost.
Let's go major cost. Yeah, totally. Right. I'm just powering through. I'm like doing my best to ignore her nonsense. Single-mindedness is like total name of the game.
The blood kind of flows up around you onto your arm with your demon hand, and you feel a wrenching. And as you grab the crystal, you feel your demon hand wrenched off. And standing beside you is the demonic form of Varun as he's just coated in blood.
Awesome.
Eat the crystal.
I think it's a little big for that.
Well, if you break it now, you're just feeding him.
All right, then, technically...
It has to be a different scene for me to come in back into play.
Yeah.
But technically, it's a different scene.
We could say this is a different scene now that Varun is on the scene here.
Cool. So I'll cough and spew up blood and lever myself up and look at her.
Again, you get a fate point for your concession.
Darling! Have we succeeded? I'm going to maintain that fool of you once until I get a chance to use it.
Are you going to try to reinforce it to get another?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to try to reinforce it and get myself an extra invoke on it. So, yes.
Need a beat a 3.
I tied with a 3.
I think when you're reinforcing, you can do that with the tie. That sounds, at least we'll say that is.
All right, that's good. As I lever myself up, soon you will be the most powerful sorceress in the world. Oh, my darling.
Ensure Varun gets the crystal.
Grab my sword. I will, dear. And then I stick it through her throat.
Well, you've done now. You've done your action for the moment.
Okay. Yep. Yes. Foreshadowing.
It's Varun is trying to grab Avon and get the crystal from him.
Awesome.
Oh, not great. 3.
I'm going to spend my fate point and invoke Sky Lizard Camaraderie and have my big freaking fringed Sky Lizard come, you know, barging in through the corpses and come to my aid. If that's cool.
Okay, Gandalf, there's your eagle.
This is a high, you know, vaulted chamber.
Sure.
With the narrow windows, and suddenly the stones around one of these narrow windows breaks, and he comes struggling and pulling himself through.
Awesome.
There you go.
Let's, have you roll, let's call it...
pilot again or something else?
Call it pilot.
3 difference?
No. He has a bonus. He's a demon, for freak's sake.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a 3. Have you got both your minor consequences filled?
I have 1. The visions. Actually, what was Pull of the Demon? Was that a minor consequence?
No, that was just her... That was just an aspect.
Okay.
Well, you could, you got the layout.
How can I bullshit add that?
Instead of me saying how he came in, I mean, you can invoke that to help you and say, oh no, he came in this way, and that's why he's closer, and it's more of an impact on the scene.
Instead of going through the window, there's an oculus over this area here, and he comes diving through the oculus.
Oculus? Mm-hmm. Do you mean like an aperture straight ahead up?
Yeah. Just like in the Pantheon in Rome, they call it an oculus. It's all a big right. round opening with the sunlight in.
Okay, cool. Let's go with that, and let's get rid of this. Got the layout. Mm-hmm. Actually, let's mark it. Yeah, so he can just come swooping down at this insane speed.
Yeah, if the demon reached for you, then the demon has to step back as this flying lizard comes swooping at him.
Yes.
It must be your turn, Avon.
I'm going to clamber to a position on a pedestal so that I can leap from it onto, or at least grab hold of the lizard, so I can maybe escape with this profane crystal.
All right, that sounds sweat to jump onto the back of the lizard.
Totally. Do I want to add a stunt?
Posed by him trying to grab you and prevent you from that.
Totally. Yes. And yes.
He's just got a 1. He's not super fat.
What would it? What would a like? This a stunt that would allow me to get a bonus when I'm doing like maneuvers with the lizard. So I'm looking for a bullshit bonus in this particular situation. So, and I'm trying to think of like a meaningful, believable like stunt that would be.
You can say like some sort of aerial acrobatics anytime you're trying to dodge or evade with the lizard.
Right. Okay. Let's call it that. In that case, it's my sweat plus 2 for the stunt. So mediocre plus 2. Let's see how it goes. That's a 3.
Tie? No, he had just had a 1 because this is him just trying to act quickly. So yeah, you swoop away with the crystal.
Like I imagine it would be like just in time, like if one of the claws like rakes my leg or something.
I guess there's only one claw because he's mostly blood right now, isn't he? He sort of needs the souls to solidify, so he only has one set of claws, your former hand.
nice touch.
Well, you know, that's happening. I, you know, bring my sword up. I'll see if I can get him, my lady. Oh, by the way, sunk through her heart. I lied.
Call that guile. Oh, he's not looking good.
Oh, and I want to make sure I take her out. So you know what? Both invokes, right. 9.
Fool you once.
Yes, you will.
Fool me twice. Shame on me. Does she, you know, change appearance? Turns to like a wizened old corpse or something? Or
no. She just looks a little younger and plainer. Rather than being as voluptuous and beautiful, she just looks like a young, plain peasant girl.
Mmm, gotten to something deeper than she thought. Well, I lean forward. Goodbye, my sweet. And push her off the blade. She's still wearing the same outfit, though, isn't she?
Yeah.
Doesn't fit. Doesn't fit now. Yeah.
But still covers her enough to get the rating.
Yeah. But do the zombies stop?
The zombies collapse, and the demon is now spreading its blood wings to take off after Avon and the crystal.
Is there a convenient brazier nearby? Dump it into the blood pool. Who knows? It may catch fire.
Well, the blood pool is now a demon. There's no blood left. So Avon, he's flying, trying to grapple the lizard and bring it back down.
We're doing evasive maneuvers and getting out of here. So as pilot and, oh, right, the +2 for evasive. Six?
That's a success with style, so you've got a boost.
Excellent.
Whatever you want to call that. What are you doing that's extra super?
You know, I think we do a bit of like an aerial little spin to confuse him around the Oculus, and then we like exit, and he's kind of stuck in an improper position, or like in a suboptimal position for like swooping out after us. So I don't know what you want to call that—a head or stuck in the Oculus, or let's call it that.
Okay. You shoot straight up and out, and he's a little big, and he's kind of partially stuck there.
I see him stuck up there. No, that's just a boost, though, isn't it?
Yes, temporary. Way temporary. It's just like, yeah.
I have to ask, do we consider that an advantage?
It's technically not an advantage now.
Okay, and we used up all the other ones, so yes. I look up and I see, why is he still there? And I see the hand. And I'm going to create the advantage of, I remember reading the book, you must sever the hand again. And use my plan B. Once per session, you may, once you use your advantages, you may create a new advantage with free invokes. You know, free the hand, kill the demon.
All right.
Use my hand chandelier, will swing to, and spend a fate point to invoke that there's a convenient tapestry.
For climbing?
No, for grabbing and swinging up. And then doing a quick slash at his hand to try to sever it from.
Wait. It's a big vaulted room with space enough for flying lizards to swoop around in.
Yeah.
And you're going to grab a banner.
A chandelier or
incense burners are hanging down.
There we go. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
A convenient. Yeah, so I clamber up on top of the pedestal and leap on one, swing back, push off and swing up, and let go, because I'm going to take both hands and try to slice that hand off again.
All right.
Spent my fate point. So that's what? Steel?
Yeah.
Ooh, but you know what? Yeah, I'm going to invoke and do another 9.
Yeah, with that, that's going to be enough to do that.
Sever his hand, and it comes flying free, and he just turns into a blood shower.
Yeah, you get showered with all the blood of all the villagers.
and that's good enough for me to land the other wall and do a couple kicks back and forth and then land and then you do a power land, you know, fist down, bang. Reach up, grab the hand as it falls.
And then all the blood, you know, starts.
Yeah. I'll look at it. Look around, see my blood-soaked hat, pick it up, put it on. I have to return this. When I start walking out, and any demons, or have they all left at this point?
If there are any, they are gone off on their own way. They're no longer bound by her.
And I will scare the girls.
I think we should do a hard cut, right, to like a scene where we get our souls back, right? Where we're like,
oh, yeah.
coaxing the spirit souls out of the crystal, unless you want to save that for.
There's one quick scene because, you know, when I step into the room covered in blood with a demon hand saying, "It's okay now," to the damsels.
And then we have the hard cut where there's this bright light that fades away, and then there's the cold dead gem, and Avon is like flexing the demon hand that's been reattached.
Yeah. It's just, it's an aspect. You can't lose it, you know.
I'd be fine with changing but I mean, if that's the price, then not the price in order to get his soul back. That's more important.
Yeah, you probably had to crush it in your demon hand to release the soul.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah.
And then, of course, then there's Guy, you know, with the four damsels around him. Ah. It's good to have a soul back again.
You feel things so much more deeply. Yes.
No longer impotent.
Come, ladies, I feel like a bath.
Awesome. Cool.
Took me a little while to get rolling into it there.
Well, if you don't have like a kicker type scene in mind, and then that's natural, mm-hmm. I think. If you think back to when I did this with the World of Dungeons, same thing. Like you were in mm-hmm. the canyon and it took a while for you to get into meaningful stuff.
But I think this works well overall.
I agree. Yeah, thanks for running that. That was excellent. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to like get more back into fake, because I feel like I'm in some way like being unfair to the system. I think there's an element of aspect bloat in some cases, and in other cases it works just fine. It's weird. And I want to get to the bottom why I'm uncomfy with it. So more play with fate is welcome.
Yeah, and it's even I forgot to do scene aspects in this.
Which is true. Right.
Always good because it sparks the creativity.
I think we could have called out for them as well, though.
Well, like, actually, we sort of kind of did with the when we did the build using the build create an adventure. Those could have dictated some of the scene aspects right there.
I suppose, yeah.
And fate is when everybody has gotten more comfortable with using it, then it starts really, because everybody's thinking in terms of aspects and advantages and consequences and stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, I think John's system mastery is definitely a little more advanced than mine. Like the variety in the stunts, for instance, I like that.
I like this rather than just the plus two ones. I usually kind of like the ones that are about creating advantages and.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. When I create characters like for games, I say, okay, this person's going to be a support character, but does this game support things you can do in stunts that are meaningful? They can do things that can actually affect the game and affect the play.
I really liked the two concedes that we did, mm-hmm. concessions we had fed into like putting us in a new situation. Mm-hmm. I'm specifically thinking at Avon's, but also yours.
Drowned. it's hard to get, remember that conceding is always an option.
Before that concession, I was thinking that it would turn out you were wrong, that it wasn't her, and it was going to be Nebula there for the sacrifice. But when he conceded, I thought, well, okay, his demon hand, and that all worked much better. And then I let you have that you twigged to the trope that Nebula was stigmata.
Yeah. Perfect. Mm-hmm.
I'll let you guys go, and you guys have a good day.
You too, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, how you say Avon? I keep thinking of a certain Avon from Blake 7, but anyway.
I don't know. Maybe played by the same actor. I don't know. Completely different role.
Max Silver here, and I just want to remind you all that you can find our adventures at the following places. My buddy Doc might know what they are, but I sure as heck don't. Anyway, find us at our forums at thesundayskypers.freeforums.org. Or at our Facebook page, whatever the heck a Facebook page is. Or at our Google Plus page. Again, what the hell is a Google Plus page? I don't know. Or you can mail us at Sunday Skypers, some little A thing with a circle around it. What the heck is that thing? I don't know. Zoho.com. That's a strange mailing address. Hey, Doc, can you tell me what the heck that little funny A sign is?